KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. Sports is brought to you this hour by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
And now taking a look at sports this morning here on KJAN. We had a thriller in eight-man football for you last night here on the radio as the Exira EHK Spartans came up a play shy of a huge road win on Friday night. The sixth-ranked Spartans lost 42-35 to top-ranked Newell Fonda in Newell. The Spartans had driven the ball late deep into Mustang territory. A run and a face mask call gave them a first and goal on the 3-yard line. But on the next play, the shotgun snap sailed over the head of quarterback Brady Hansen and was scooped up in stride by defensive end Cole Wise for the Mustangs, who returned it the other direction for the winning touchdown with 29 seconds remaining. The Spartans' last-ditch effort ended with a fumble on a hook-and-lateral attempt that was covered up by Newell Fonda. The Mustangs extend their winning streak to 18 games dating back to last season's state championship squad and now stand at 7-0 for the 2015 campaign. The Spartans fall to 6-1 with the loss. Brady Hansen led the way for the Spartans with 3 second-half touchdown runs, and he also threw for a touchdown pass in the first half as well, but they come up just shy in what was a wild back-and-forth ball game. Other scores from high school football last night. It was Shenandoah knocking off Atlantic for the homecoming game for the Trojans. They come up short, 55-19, the final score there at the Trojan Bowl last night. Harlan was a 59-21 winner over Creston. Dallas Center Grimes beat Winterset 42-7, and it was Glenwood over ADM 27-13. In Class 3A District 8 play. In Class 2A District 8, it was Kemper Catholic over Clarinda 21-14, East Sac County over West Central Valley 60-6, Southeast Valley beat Red Oak 46-18. In Class 1A District 1, it was Underwood 40-0 over AHSTW, and a big win there for the Eagles. IKM Manning 30-6 over Northwest Webster. Missouri Valley beat OABCIG 41-34. Trainer 40-0 over West Monona. In Class A District 1 play, it was Logan Magnolia beating Griswold 63-14. Tri-Center snuck by Riverside 20-13. Audubon was a 43-20 winner over Westwood. St. Albert 38-19 over Maple Valley. In Class A District 8 play, Bedford 48-0 over Clarinda Academy. Pleasantville 63-0 over Southeast Warren. Nottoway Valley was a 30-13 winner over Martinsdale St. Mary's, and Mount Air beat Earlham 42-0. In eight-man District 1, we mentioned that game we had for you, Newell Fonda 42-35 over Exira EHK. Arweva beat Booyer Valley 34-0. Kingsley Pearson all over River Valley 83-8, and it was Woodbine 68-8 over West Harrison. In eight-man District 7 play, Grandview Christian beat Adair Casey 57-22, Glidden Ralston over Coon Rapids Baird 40-28, and East Union beat Guthrie Center 66-12. In eight-man District 8 play, it was another battle of unbeatens and a couple of top 10 ranked teams, and it was also another touchdown under 30 seconds to go that was the winner as Lennox got a late touchdown pass to beat Fremont Mills 40-34 last night and knock them off there in Tabor. East Mills was a winner over Cam last night, 54-12. Stanton over Sydney, 50-18. And Nishnabotna beat Essex, 55-20. Moving on to take a look at Major League Baseball, a game we missed out on due to our high school football coverage last night. John Lackey outpitched old teammate John Lester, allowing two hits into the eighth inning, and rookies Tommy Pham and Stephen Piscotty each homered late as the Cardinals cooled off the Chicago Cubs with a 4-0 victory Friday night in the opener of their NL Division Series. in front of a standing room only crowd of 47,830, the second largest at 10-year-old Busch Stadium. Thousands of Cubs faithful mixed into the red throng for the first postseason game between the two longtime rivals. Game two of the best-of-five series is today. The Cardinals turn to lefty Jaime Garcia, who's 10-6 on the season. He made 20 starts this year, coming off of risky thoracic surgery. Kyle Hendricks, who's 8-7, makes his postseason debut for the NL wildcard winning Cubs. Matt Holliday had an RBI single in the first, giving St. Louis a lead after just three at-bats. Pinch-hitting Pham homered off of Lester, and Piscotty had a two-run shot off of Pedro Strop in the eighth inning, is how the Cardinals won last night. We'll have that game for you today. Of course, it'll be after Hawkeye football as the Hawkeyes take on Illinois at 11 o'clock kickoff. They should be wrapped up by the time we get ready for pregame tonight for the Cardinals and the Cubs. That's a 3:47 pregame, and they'll get first pitch going later at about 4:26 or so here this evening for that ball game for game number two in that series. And over in the American League, Ben Zobrist hit a go-ahead single in the seventh inning. Reliever Wade Davis got replay help for a key pickoff in the ninth, and the Kansas City Royals rallied from a three-run hole to beat the Houston Astros 5-4 last night and evening up their AL Division Series at a game apiece. Kansas City took the lead when Alcides Escobar tripled off of Will Harris to open the seventh, and Zobrist followed with his single through the left side. Kelvin Herrera and Ryan Madsen each tossed a scoreless inning of relief for the Royals, and Davis came on to close it. Davis walked Preston Tucker with one out. Pinch runner Carlos Gomez was initially ruled safe when he made a dive back into first base, but the call was overturned upon review, and Davis got Jose Altuve to ground out to end it. Game three is Sunday at Houston. Astros ace Dallas Keuchel, who has 15-0 at home this season, starts against Edison Volquez. Also yesterday, Clayton Kershaw was pretty good in Game 1 of the Dodgers' NL Division Series against the Mets, but Jacob deGrom was better. deGrom tied a Mets postseason record with 13 strikeouts while scattering five hits and seven scoreless innings to lead a 3-1 triumph over Los Angeles. He matched the team mark set by Tom Seaver in Game 1 of the 1973 NLCS. Game 2 of that series is today in Los Angeles with Zach Greinke throwing for the Dodgers against rookie Noah Syndergaard. The Rangers made it five straight playoff wins for the road team by winning a 14-inning marathon in Toronto, 6-4 over the Blue Jays. Hanser Alberto and Delino DeShields delivered RBI singles with two out in the top of the 14th. Rougned Odor scored a tie-breaking run after he overran the second base and was almost tagged out. Texas blew a 3-1 lead and trailed 4-3 with two out in the eighth before pinch hitter Mike Napoli laced an RBI single to force extra innings. Alberto finished with two RBIs, and DeShields was 3-for-7 with two runs scored to help the Rangers get within one victory of the championship series. John Donaldson homered for the Blue Jays, who will try to avoid a sweep when they take on the Rangers on Sunday in Texas. Lloyd McClendon is out after 2 years as manager of the Seattle Mariners. New general manager Jerry DePoto has made the decision so he can bring in his own field boss to take over Seattle's on-field operations. The Mariners were 76-86 this season. The New York Islanders were 3-2 losers in their first regular season game at Nassau Coliseum 43 years ago. They've duplicated that in their first regular season game in Brooklyn. Patrick Kane scored on a 4-on-3 power play at 1:49 of overtime to give the Chicago Blackhawks a 30-2 win over the Isles. Kane had a pair of goals to help the defending Stanley Cup champs pick up their first win of the season. Detroit beat their former head coach as Justin Abdelkader registered a hat trick in the Red Wings' 4-0 shutout of Toronto. Matt Zuccarello scored twice, and the Rangers improved to 2-0 with a 4-2 comeback win at Columbus. Andrew Ladd and Blake Wheeler each had a goal and an assist, while Winnipeg scored three times in the second period of a 3-1 win over New Jersey. Mike Smith handled 39 shots, and Max Domi collected a goal and an assist in his NHL debut as Arizona whipped the Kings 4-1 in Los Angeles. In other NHL news, defenseman Simone Dupre has agreed to a 5-year, $18.5 million contract extension with the Anaheim Ducks. The 24-year-old was a first-round pick by the Penguins in 2009 and rose through Pittsburgh's minor league system before the club traded him to Anaheim for defenseman Ben Lovejoy. In other hockey news, center Mike Richards and the Los Angeles Kings have settled their dispute over the termination of Richards' contract after his arrest in June in Canada for possession of a controlled substance. He becomes a free agent. Kyle Busch was the fastest in the final practice for Saturday night's Sprint Cup race at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Busch turned a lap of 189.354. Kurt Busch was second, followed by Joey Logano, Ryan Newman, Dale Earnhardt Jr., and Brad Keselowski. Kyle Busch will start the race on the front row alongside Matt Kenseth. The winner will automatically qualify for the next round of the chase for the Sprint Cup championship. And don't forget, we have the Iowa Hawkeyes and their homecoming contest against the Illinois Fighting Illini here later on this morning, 9 o'clock pregame and 11 o'clock kickoff at Kinnick Stadium here on the Hawkeye Radio Network. That's a look at sports this morning, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.